On this occasion, we were soon heading for home, and by 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the lighthouse on Spurn Point was visible on the horizon. When we reached the Humber, I went down from the bridge to the wheelhouse, where the coxswain, a CPO, was at the wheel, with a rating alongside, whose job it was to operate the engine room telegraph and revolution indicator. We had slowed down on entering the river, and we were now making about 15 knots. I was rather vaguely watching a leading signalman stow away some flags in the lockers on the port signal platform when the coxswain turned with a whispered query to know whether I would like to take the wheel. The business of keeping a destroyer's head steady at slow speed, we were doing 10 to 12 knots now, turned out to be more difficult than it looked. And when I let her yaw heavily, there were some blistering remarks hurled from the bridge. But these were cleverly parried by the coxswain. No doubt the latter felt that a future officer for the watch should learn a little of the trials of a quartermaster and sympathise. A short time later, we received alongside an oil jetty, and in less than an hour had taken in about 100 tons of oil fuel. At 9 o'clock, we passed in through the lock gates, and before it was quite dark, moved stern first into our berth alongside number one quay. Early next morning, we took on board a fresh load of mines.